I always like to say get on the field. I think everyone sits back and they spectate, but with content, it's like going for a run when you haven't run for a long time. It's not going to feel great and you might not want to do it again, but then you go on a second run and you start to feel a bit better. You go a bit further, it hurts a bit less. Content's the same. You just need to get on the field, and the sooner that you do it, the faster you'll get better. And in some ways, documenting that journey of growth through the content is very attractive to your future clients, your future audience, because they can see the evolution over time. So if you're sitting back and you're making excuses, remember there's zero barriers to entry. Get your phone out, get some content out, and get on the field.
Welcome to Playing with Perspective, the suspended animation podcast, where we hear real stories from real people and we tackle all sorts of fun topics in the areas of business, marketing, entrepreneurship, mindset, the arts, and, well, life itself. It's amazing what you'll pick up. Thanks for joining us. Well, guess what? It's another episode of Playing with Perspective, the suspended animation podcast. I'm Darren Saul, your host, and I have the fantastic Aaron Whitnish in the building. How are you, Aaron?
I'm amazing, Daz. Thanks for having me on the show.
My pleasure. Well, you're not actually in the building, but you're in my building on my screen.
Virtual buildings are just as fun as in-person buildings these days, so it's great to be in your virtual building.
Right, love it. And thanks for coming on the show. To everyone out there, it's episode 221, and today we're going to be teaching you how to create 30 days of content in just 90 minutes. I'll say it again, 30 days of content in 90 minutes. This seems too good to be true. I can't wait to check this out. So Aaron is the founder of Content Only, a content marketing agency that specializes in creating 30 days of content in just 90 minutes a month for personal brands. And he's been doing this for quite some time, and I can't wait to pick his brain. So mate, how did all this come about?
It's a really good story, I think. I'll let the listeners be the judge of that, though. So like everyone, I struggled with content creation for a long time. What do you post? Where do you get the ideas from? Where do you post it? What formats? What platforms? How do you do it efficiently? And we've had an agency that had been around for 14 years. And I was running into all these bottlenecks with clients, getting media, getting assets, approvals, and it was like pulling teeth. So we'd spend more time chasing up the content than actually creating the content. And one day, one of my clients, Mark, who's a bricklayer, was on a Zoom just like we are right now. And he said, I want to put myself out there in the local construction sector. So I want to do some videos.
Oh, cool.
And I was sitting there going, this could be challenging, getting a camera in Mark's face, trying to get him to talk about bricklaying in the industry. But in the back of my mind, I'm going, he has really good conversations. He's a funny guy. He's very affable. He knows his stuff. So I said, let's just do an experiment. And I said, I'm just going to hit record on Zoom. And I'm just going to start asking you questions. So I was like, how'd your company get started? What are some of the challenges that you faced? How do you set up your sites? What's the culture like? How do you help builders minimize defects? And we had this conversation for 20 minutes and he just rattled off these beautiful answers as if we were sitting at a pub having a beer together. I hit stop record. I sent it to our editor on our team. I said, just cut any clips that you think we could use as video content from this conversation. Next day I get a folder back. There's roughly 12 clips inside.
Wow.
I said, let's put the branding on it and send it back to Mark. And he was just blown away because he just had a spontaneous 20-minute conversation that was unplanned. And then he had a folder full of videos. And that is the story of how this 30 days and 90 minutes content system actually came about.
Love it. And so how long have you been doing this for?
This is a fairly new model, less than 12 months old. Oh, cool. And there's a few other elements to it, which I'm sure we'll dive into, but it's taken all that time, all the prep, all the awkwardness out of being on camera out, because people just show up, have conversations, answer questions about their craft or lane of genius and enjoy the chat. And then they've got content at the end of it.
Sensational. I think it's absolutely brilliant. And you know, it's no question that I love podcasting for content purposes. I talk about it all the time. Like, I just love the fact that a podcast is amazing for brand awareness, but its real benefit is the content creation system behind it that just allows you to create content in abundance. And all you got to do is, Even if you interview one person or interview yourself once a month and you're done. So very similar to what you advocate, but you're kind of taking it a step further where you're allowing people to come in and you're doing that and facilitating that for them. But obviously content is so important, but I want to just touch on that a bit in general. I mean, for you, why is content going to be so much more important in the future?
I think you look around anywhere when you go outside and there's masses of people, and doesn't matter where you are, you'll see a pattern. Everyone's face is going to be down, glued to a screen on their handheld device. I was gobsmacked. I was in the park the other day pushing my son Bailey on the swing, and all these other kids are playing on the play equipment. I'm just scanning the scene because I left my device at home deliberately so I didn't fall victim to the addiction. And nearly every parent was not watching their kids. They were on a screen, on social media, whatever they were doing. And that's just where people's attention is. So if you're in business and the attention is there, if you don't meet the people there, someone else will, and they'll get the customers.
It's crazy when you think about it. But the key is really now, I think the next level of this is going to be, how do you do it well? Because everybody's doing it, but how are we going to stand out is how you do it authentically in your way, and how do you do it well and better than everybody else? Because otherwise you're just another person talking at me.
Absolutely. And there's a little shortcut, because what content do you create? Yep. And most people are winging it, which is fine. It's better to do content than no content. But if you create content that your target audience is actively searching for online, you're solving their problems. So you become the destination solution when they want the answers. And there's really easy free ways to do that. You just take a keyword. Let's say you're in real estate. You can just type home buyers into Google, or first home buyers, scroll down to the people also ask section, and then Google will keep telling you what queries people are typing in and searching absolutely free. And then you've got the titles and the questions that you can answer in your content process and know that your target audience is actively looking for this information. So you stand out because you're providing the solutions to the questions.
Very, very cool. I love that. Very, very cool. And I think that's a good point you've touched on, is that there's so many tools out there now that help us facilitate all this content creation from a podcast or from a video, and just in general, with AI is integrated into everything, and this world is exploding, absolutely exploding. But let's get into it. What are the secrets? How do we create 30 days of content in 90 minutes?
Well, the first step I kind of just leaned into a little bit, which is getting the relevant content ideas. So there's that trick with Google where you just take a search and then scroll down to the people also ask section and just keep clicking down. It'll give you question after question after question.
And is this just in Google, you say?
This is free. This is, you just take 2 seconds. Anyone can do this, any niche, and you'll have all the content ideas in the palm of your hand. Never have to worry about it again. You want to put it on steroids and see how many people are searching for things and what the competition looks like, particularly for video content. There's a tool that I use, and there are many of them, called vidIQ. And again, you just take a keyword, say first home buyers, put it into vidIQ. It'll show you the top searches from the most searched down to the lowest search in terms of number of monthly searches, what the competition looks like for those queries. And then you can just go through those hundreds of content ideas, pick them off the list, and then take them to the conversation. You have someone show up on the platform that you have good rapport with. And we use Google Meet predominantly when we do this, because it saves into Google Drive for efficiency. And someone just starts working through those questions. You sit there, you answer them. It doesn't matter if you mess up, because it all gets repurposed. And after you work through your 12 questions, your part's done for the month, and you've got your original content file that hasn't been duplicated, it hasn't been done before by AI, that's ready to go to the next step, which we do call repurposing. Or you're a podcaster just like you, Daz, and you've got all your episodes sitting there, and you can create all your short form content using this model with it.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's just brilliant. I mean, I've been talking about this for ages, and I think it's one of my favorite ways to build content and generate content for what I do, because I almost don't even have to worry about it. It's just doing it on its own. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'll jump into the repurposing, because you've got.
Please do. That was my next question, actually.
Yeah.
Let's talk more about repurposing, because we hear that term a lot, but what are some of the better ways and the best ways to repurpose?
I'll give a few for the different levels of barriers to entry. So let's say you're bootstrapping your new business, you don't have much of a budget. There's AI tools that can do a level of this for you. If you go to Opus Clip or Opus.pro, you take that file, you chuck it in there, it'll spit out half a dozen, if not more, clips that it intuitively cuts from the video that you've given it, ready to go with captions. You just need to polish it up a little bit and proofread it. Only challenge with that is it won't necessarily cut the content from the questions that you've gone through in the extraction. So you might not have those relevant pieces of content that you
Gotcha.
did in step number one. So you can go to a place like Upwork, anywhere that's a freelancing site, and you can get an editor and just say, hey, here's a file. These are the questions. Can you cut a piece of content from each of the questions and put some captions on them so they're ready for social media? That way you're outsourcing it. Someone else is intuitively cutting for it, and you've got your short form video ready to go. Then for the tech side, you take the link to that video. There's a tool called rev.com, and there's many others as well. You just give it the video link. In 8 minutes, you'll have the text that it's used AI to transcribe, so that all the words that have come out of your mouth, and then you can repurpose. You could take it to a chat GPT and ask it to repurpose, or you could just get a content writer on a platform like Upwork that can go ahead and turn that transcription into posts, again, for those relevant content ideas that were asked throughout the extraction session. So that's how the repurposing works.
Yeah, love it. And I'll just add a couple of tools that I've used, but I've definitely heard of or used Rev and Opus before. But Splashio is a good one for the video, and they do some great emojis and all that. It's called Splashio. And the other one is Otter. I think Otter's a good one for transcriptions as well, isn't it?
Yeah, Otter. I had one of my non-clients that showed up to meeting had Otter going the other day when we jumped on a chat. So there's so many tools. If you just go to Google, you'll find an abundance of them in the current climate that we live in.
And from a repurposing point of view, what have you found works well? Video, post, graphic, like what, or just everything?
Think it depends a little bit on your target market and who you're creating content for. There are certainly markets that video is going to have an impact. The reason why I'm bullish on video is from a business perspective, they get to see the people and it brings a personality in. So the connection, the trust transference, even the polarization where you repel someone happens much faster. And I think that's the easiest way to stand out and separate yourself from the noise. So I'd encourage everyone to get some video out there. Then the written posts for platforms like LinkedIn, for Google and search engines and those sorts of things. If you are targeting searches, that's where the written content can be super helpful. So when I'm talking to someone, I usually go, which platform has your target clients? Where are their attention? What times are they likely to be consuming content? It's usually the same as the person that I'm talking to. And how are they consuming that content? Then you know what type of content to create, which platform, when to post it, and that kind of solves that problem for the average person.
And what's your view on guests versus no guests, or two-way interview or just talking to the camera?
The interview style gets you out of your head. So you'll just relax into the process like you're chatting with a friend. So if you want the most authentic, natural style of yourself, and you're not naturally confident on camera, this is the best path to do it effortlessly. There are some people that have that natural ability to look down the camera and deliver very polished, but the average person, in my experience, is not quite at that level. So the conversational style you'll find brings out the best version, the most natural content in almost all cases.
I love that. And what I think as well is that when you're having a conversation, natural style with somebody else, and there's two people as part of your video, whether it's horizontal, landscape, or portrait mode, it's more like you're inviting people in to listen, to get curious and enter the conversation. But if it's just one person talking at you, it's like, oh my God, what are they selling me? So I find that having that other person in a two-way conversation is such a subtle, passive, curious way to brand yourself rather than that aggressive promotion.
I think too, you get a different balance of energies. The dynamics
You do.
are there, so it is more engaging when you do that style than if it is someone direct to camera. And I certainly know from experience doing both styles in a podcast format, where sometimes I'm direct to camera, sometimes guest, that it's a very different product that comes out content-wise when you do one style versus the other. So the conversation style does have a better retention because people get to bounce back and forth with the two people as they're going through the conversation.
Love it. And have you got any tips on video, how you actually present it? Like, because these
Yeah.
days they're becoming one on top of the other is becoming the trend.
Yeah, so if you are filming and you want a reasonable standard of video, smartphone will get the job done, but you can actually show up for this conversation in portrait mode. So as you would taking a selfie with your phone and had the conversation that way. So it's already in the resolution that's perfect for your reels and shorts, which is the style of content that we're going for with this model. And that way it'll fit perfectly on the screen when you produce it and then put it onto an Instagram, a YouTube short, wherever you post your content. So that's our recommendation to most people when they go down this path. But then again, if you're wanting landscape because you're on a different path with your content, then you just set up your iPhone in landscape mode instead.
So you mean you're actually going to the settings in the phone and choosing portrait mode, or you're just turning the camera
No,
around?
just turning the camera. So simple hand
Oh,
movement gets
really?
the job done. Yeah.
And even if it's on Zoom, will it just put you on, will it put us on top of each other, will they?
No, so that's done in the post-production phase. So when we do it, generally it's in speaker mode. So whoever's speaking will be on
Bingo.
the screen, then it will flip. It won't be
Bingo.
one on top of the other. So it will alternate to whoever's currently speaking. But most of the tools that you mentioned, if you take your video to those tools, it will automatically prop one speaker on top of the other using the inbuilt technology. So you don't have to be an advanced editor to get that result.
Exactly. Yeah, like Splashio and Opus does that. Yeah.
That's correct. Yep.
It's pretty cool. But I kind of like that. I just recently moved over to that and people said, oh, I really like the new videos. Like it just more, it's you, it, it's closer, it's more zoomed in, it's more dynamic. It's just something about it.
Yeah, I saw one of your videos pop up in my feed today, and it is good because when you look at people's 8.25 second attention span, when you've got a little bit going on, it does make people stop and want to take a look. So if you've got two heads there and you've got the captions, you've
Yeah,
probably
something
got a
about it.
higher chance of stopping someone and letting them press play than if it's just someone doing the traditional, face to camera with the same old look.
Love it. And so you think 90 minutes a month, would that be just one conversation or a couple of conversations or a bit of what do you think?
Yeah, so a lot of the clients that we work with in our agency that do this process with us, once they've done it two or three times, it's down to about 30 minutes because they're just used to how we do it. They show up, they have the chat, off they go. But we say 90 minutes, so
Prep and everything.
push it out just in case we need that extra space. But yeah, if you can have a conversation, you come prepared to the session, you can get this done in usually under an hour in most cases.
Absolute no-brainer, I think, and it's going to give you the most highly valuable content, aka video, as well as everything else. So I don't know, if people are struggling for content, this is the way to go. I mean, I'm preaching the same thing all the time. It's crazy.
Yeah, and I think content, once you get consistent with it, you'll start to see the immediate benefits that it has, whether you're a creator and a personal brand to a business owner, because most people are afraid to put themselves on video. They are afraid to do these things, and most are posting very infrequently and they're posting the same sort of stuff. So if you follow a model that we're talking about, you'll tend to stand out much faster. And then that gets attention, and that really helps you build that brand, build that business.
Love it, love it. And so where do you think content is going to evolve in the future?
Well, I think if you look at where devices are going, it's going to be very interesting when we start tapping more into the virtual world of people are putting headsets on. We're even seeing YouTube watch time now move to television, where people are having long binge sessions, not on their devices, but onto the TV, very much going through multiple videos from a creator. So we've got all these emerging dynamics that it's always evolving. But I always say you don't need to predict it because most of the CEOs of the major platforms or the founders, they do open letters and they'll actually tell you what they're focusing on, what are the things that they're prioritizing in the next 12 months. So you don't have to predict, just go to source and see what they're saying. And borrow that information to redirect how you're going to do it moving forward.
And the other thing I suppose would be just watch, just keep your eyes open, watch what's going on, what's becoming the trend. Follow a few good people that you really trust and you value their style, and if you know they're always going to be on top of it, you can learn a lot from them as well. So yeah, I mean, it's you don't have to be predicting years and years ahead. It's just small tweaks along the way can make all the difference.
Well, people often ask what what's the content strategy that I should follow? And I go, well, there's no one size fits all, but the easiest way to formulate your own strategy is what you said. Which platform are you on? Who's the number one person in your niche or the sector that you're going to create content for? What are they posting? When do they post it? What format and structure they use? And you can just borrow success and you can emulate exactly what we're doing up to the level of resources that you have. So if you want a content strategy, just go to what's working and don't try and get too much in your head about it, because you can borrow success anytime.
I love that phrase, borrow success. That's cool.
Yeah.
There's a book I read ages ago. It was called, one of the phrases was, steal like an artist.
Love that.
Because all artists, you know, get influenced from each other and they steal and then they put their little twist on it and make it their own. But we're all borrowing from each other. You know?
Yeah, I think
success. That's cool.
Tony Robbins calls it modeling. So let's use modeling instead of stealing.
I love it, right? So Aaron, tell us a bit more about how you guys work, particularly, because I want to give you an opportunity to tell everybody, particularly how they can work with you to do this process.
So the 30 days in 90 minutes content creation system is essentially our product. So we do give it away for free at our site at contentonly.au. But for those business owners that just want someone that's already got the systems, got the resources and the technology, we go find those content ideas that people are searching for in your niche or target audience. We bring them to the conversation. We have the conversation with you. Your part's done. Then we'll hand you back all your videos that we cut from that conversation with your branding, with your captions, ready to go for your target platforms. We repurpose the conversation into your written posts. You'll get the text posts ready to go with the hashtags, with all the optimization. We pass it over to the clients, and naturally we have a strategy for when they're posting, where they're posting, all those moving parts. So we're really there if you're at the stage where you just want a white gloves solution as much as possible and you don't want to go through and set up all the moving parts yourself. And that's essentially what we do.
Do you go and post for people as well if you want? Do you have a service like that?
So what we do, we found that if people post natively to the platform, they get much better result. Plus it also puts the onus to stay on top of engagement, which can actually really help their content performance.
Yeah.
So in most cases, we encourage the clients to put the content there themselves because they'll get a better result. But we have all the framework and everything around that, so they know when to do that and they can certainly schedule it to the platform so it's all done in one hit and know what times it's going out so they can pay attention to it. So generally speaking, we want to put it back in the client's hands so they don't miss opportunities, leads, comments, inquiries that could have a business agenda. And we found that tends to get the best bigger picture result for people that we work with.
I like that. And also I always say, it's good to keep on top of the new language of digital, just so you know how to post a video, how to cut, like even basic cut if you have to do a little tweak, or just so you understand what you're dealing with, what's the difference between an MP3 and an MP4. Like, it's good to know this stuff. Otherwise, you're totally blind and you've got to leave it up to an agency, which might charge you a fortune, to do all this stuff for you, which you could do it in 5 seconds.
Yeah, and like if you're a business owner, you have a team there, you can have someone else to run that system, but it's just having the knowledge around it so you get the best ROI on the process and you're actually using it for what it's intended for. So yeah, you don't have to do it yourself. You can have a VA do it, but you want to pay attention to it because opportunities will come your way when you're posting content consistently.
What about any pitfalls that you can warn people of, or anything that you've thought of, one or two things that people really often make mistakes or you should tweak a bit better, anything like that?
I think going down the route where you are not being the most authentic version of yourself, which is why I love our process, because it is conversational. People tend to come across with their personality, but and it's an easy mistake to make when you're starting out to go, oh, that person's doing it really well, I'll steal, as we were saying before, and pass elements of what they're doing off as my own. And I think the other thing is people are really lazy, and it's when you're regurgitating quotes and posting things that don't really add a ton of value, people are not going to engage with it. So it'll tell the algorithm, these people don't post much value, so we're not going to prioritize their content in the feed. So don't be lazy and take shortcuts. Create content that does add value and help people, and try to be as original as you possibly can, because that will separate you from all the copycats that are out there in the marketplace, and there's plenty of them.
Yeah, so true. And all you need is, as you say, half an hour and that's it. Half an hour a month. My God, it's nothing.
Everyone's got half an hour.
Nothing. Fantastic. And I must say, like, I've been on your podcast and the content I got very, very quickly within a few days. It was fantastic. Lots of clips and transcripts, and the service was amazing. So well done.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, efficiency as well. If you have the right setup, the right tools and technology, you can get really good high quality output very quickly. Whereas historically, before all these technology came into place, you're waiting on editors and videographers.
Oh my
and
God.
Being in the artist bracket, that they're not renowned for being the most efficient when it comes to getting the final product. So nowadays you can go through a process like this and have your content within a few days or less than a week, and you're out there, you're in the marketplace, and people are starting to hear your voice, see your brand, and connect with you.
Incredible. And I'm fascinated by how quickly this space has blown up in the last 3 or 4 years. It's just exploded. And the amount of tools and technology and you know, assistant websites and whatnot that you can use are just incredible, infinite. And AI now, it's like unbelievable.
Well, I say there's no barrier to entry with content. As long as you've got a device, you can do it. So you don't have to have the excuse of a budget like you might need with advertising. Most of the platforms have their own inbuilt technology where you can edit the length of the clip, you can add captions to it. So any business owner, any creator can do content with $0 capital behind them and dip their toe in the water. And that's what's so great about it. And it's only going to get easier and better as the technology evolves and gets better.
Absolutely. I mean, it'll probably come to the point where people, the tool will know my voice, my face, whatever, and I'll just type in, just talk 5 minutes about this, press a button, it'll do it all for me. How cool is that going to be?
There's a few apps out there that are at the beta version of those stages where you can put yourself there, have a green screen, say some things that mimics your voice, and then if you give it a script, it will talk.
It'll do it for me.
Yeah, exactly. So that's, we're going to get a lot of people that are the AI versions, avatars of themselves in the future, and there will be people that love that style of content. There are people that probably aren't so sure, but that's where it will go, and you just have to accept that that's the future.
Crazy, man. Well, tell us how people can find you and work with you if they want to.
So the easiest thing to do is just head to contentonly.au and you can just download the 30 days in 90 minutes content creation system for free. So everything that I spoke about today, we've got a 37-minute training. It just runs you through the technology, how to do it, how to get the ideas. So that way, if you're starting out, you can execute it yourself for free, no charge. Or if you're at that stage where it makes more sense to use our resources and repurpose your time back into income producing activities, then you can book in a chat with us to see if it's a good fit. So contentonly.au is the place to go.
Love it. And what would be the investment from them, not from the money point of view, but from a time point of view, if they worked with you all the time? They have to see you once a month, or that's it?
Once a month. So our clients that are sort of at month four now, they're generally about 40 minutes a session, and that's all they need to do to get their content. The ones that are in month one or two, the first session's usually just over an hour. So that gives you a ballpark of what you need to invest into your content creation to get your videos and your text for the month ahead.
And is it always on Zoom or like virtually, or do you do it in person as well?
Google Meet, we do have a few clients that we do a slightly different setup because they've got very fancy cameras and they want to utilize that. And that way we work outside the box a little bit. But generally speaking, we jump on Google Meet. We have our conversations there. We teach you how to set it up properly so we get the best quality footage. We record it. And that's where we do all our best work, on Google Meet.
Sensational, man. Love it. Well, Aaron, really great to have you on the chat. I feel like I'm talking to myself. Because, I mean, we're basically singing the same song. We're exactly on the same wavelength. And I highly recommend people really get serious about this kind of stuff, because it is the best way to get content. And we all need content more and more. At the moment, it's a war for content. It's a battle for content. It's a battle for attention. So you've got to get this stuff under control. And if you can show up all the time just from an investment of 30 minutes a month, I mean, God, that's a no-brainer. You know, so definitely check out Aaron. I'm going to put all his notes or his links in the show notes, and check out all his stuff. He's great. I've used him myself, and I think it's really, really useful for everybody. But I always like to leave my guest the last word. So anything you want to share with us, mate?
I always like to say, get on the field. I think everyone sits back and they spectates, but with content, it's like going for a run when you haven't run for a long time. It's not going to feel great. It's going to suck probably, and you might not want to do it again, but then you go on a second run and you start to feel a bit better. You go a bit further. It hurts a bit less. Content's the same. You just need to get on the field, and the sooner that you do it, the faster you'll get better. And in some ways, documenting that journey of growth through the content is very attractive to your future clients, your future audience, because they can see the evolution over time. So if you're sitting back and you're making excuses, remember, there's zero barriers to entry. Get your phone out, get some content out, and get on the field.
Yep. And start borrowing success. I love
it. Borrowing success. That's it.
Well, Aaron, really great to have you on the show. I wish you the best of luck. We'll definitely keep in touch. And I hope the listeners and viewers enjoyed that as much as I did. And if that's not going to make you start putting content together and doing videos, I don't know what is. But well done. Really appreciate it. And everyone out there, have a great weekend. And we'll see you very, very soon for our next episode of Playing with Perspective, the Suspended Animation Podcast. Thanks again, Aaron.
Thanks, Daz.
Thanks again for joining me for another episode of Playing with Perspective, the Suspended Animation Podcast. If you would like to join me as a guest on the show, I would be delighted to collaborate. Feel free to buzz me on 0414 659 800 or email me on darren@suspendedanimation.com.au. I'm always on the lookout for great guests who can share their stories and expertise with my community. Also, if you have been thinking about putting your own podcast together and not sure where to begin, look no further. I run a really simple three-part podcasting course, one-on-one with me, where I walk you through the entire podcasting journey. You will end up with a fantastic new podcast to start sharing right away. Feel free to get in touch to discuss further. But for now, though, have a fantastic day, and I'll see you next time.